You're listening to the Ruined to Redeemed podcast, where we seek to help the church reach its full potential by connecting individuals to the beauty of the gospel. If you have questions about today's topic or a story you'd like to share, email us at ruinedtoredeemed@gmail.com. That's ruined2redeemed@gmail.com. Now here's your host, Alan Myers.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great day. I'm really excited about today's topic because it is a personal struggle of mine. I'm hoping that after we're done the show today, that the advice and the information that I share can help you as well. So let's dive in. Today's topic is forgiveness. Now, it's not the typical conversation about forgiveness, as in forgiving others or seeking forgiveness from someone else. Today's topic is about forgiving yourself. If you're like me, when you mess up, when you fail, when you make a mistake, you hold on to that. I have a hard time extending myself forgiveness. When I hurt others or I do something that I know is wrong, when I fail, when I sin, I hang on to that and I beat myself up. I feel like I have to torture myself in order to pay my penance for it. I am my own worst critic. And my wife continually tells me all the time that I have to extend myself grace and forgiveness. But it is a struggle. It's a struggle for me. Maybe it's a struggle for you. Today we're going to talk about the things that have helped me extend myself forgiveness, and hopefully it encourages you to extend yourself forgiveness, but also gives you some tips or some help in forgiving yourself. Why is forgiveness so important? Well, for Christians to live in the fullness of God, it's essential to forgive yourself. In order to live in the fullness of God, to become what God has called us to be, we have to extend ourselves forgiveness. And there are three reasons why I think we have to extend ourselves forgiveness, why we have to forgive ourselves. And the first is this: God has forgiven you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That verse is a beautiful verse for those that struggle with forgiving themselves. What that verse says is that we're no longer guilty. Because of what Christ has done for us, because of his work on the cross, we are no longer guilty. We are no longer condemned for our failures, for our mistakes, for our sin. And so no one can hold the sin and our mistakes and our failures over our heads, not even ourselves. The question I'd ask of you, and this is a question that I have to ask myself continually, is why are you hanging on to something that God has already taken care of? Why do we hang on to these things that God has already forgiven, that God has already dealt with it, that God has already taken care of? I think it's a form of pride. Now, you're probably wondering, what in the world are you talking about? Not forgiving yourself is a form of pride. Definitely. I mean, think about it for a second. When you don't forgive yourself, it enacts a different set of rules and standards for yourself. If you don't forgive yourself, it's enacting a different set of rules and standard for yourself over others. It's elevating you above other people. Not only are we elevating ourselves over others, but when we don't forgive ourselves, what we are essentially doing is rejecting the forgiveness that God has given us. We're saying that we know better than him, that we know who should be forgiven and who shouldn't be forgiven. That's pride. It's also doubting the work that Christ has done. It's a form of unbelief. And what you read in scripture in Romans chapter 14:23 is that unbelief is sin. Whatever is not from faith is sin. So when we fail to extend forgiveness to ourselves, it is us saying that we know better than God and that we don't actually believe verses like Romans 8:1. So the first reason why we need to extend ourselves forgiveness is that God has forgiven us. The second reason I think we should extend ourselves forgiveness is that we're to put to death what is earthly. We are, as followers of Christ, to put to death what is earthly. Colossians 3:8 says, "But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth." Think about this for a second. What is unforgiveness? What is this self-loathing and self-deprecation? It's earthly. When I don't extend myself forgiveness, typically what I end up doing is I get angry with myself. I hate myself. I slander myself. I talk bad about myself. I beat myself down. Self-deprecation is earthly, and we are called to put away what is earthly, to put it to death. Self-forgiveness, on the other hand, is heavenly. Think of verses like Philippians chapter 4, 8, where it says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." We are to extend ourselves forgiveness because forgiveness is good. Forgiveness is honorable. Forgiveness is pure. Forgiveness is lovely. So we are to put to death what is earthly. We are to put to death the self-deprecation, and we are to put on self-forgiveness. So we're to forgive ourselves because, first and foremost, God has forgiven you. We are to forgive ourselves because we are to put to death what is earthly, and unforgiveness of self is earthly. And third, forgiving yourself protects you from hurt and hurting others. It protects you from wreaking havoc on your life. Not forgiving yourself is personally destructive. Not forgiving yourself is personally destructive. It leads to anger. As you reflect on your failure, on your sin, it leads to you getting frustrated and angry, which that anger can turn into bitterness, and that bitterness can turn into depression, and you can even lead to fear and anxiety. When you don't forgive yourself, it is going to destroy you as an individual. It's going to tear you apart. It's going to rob you of your joy. It's going to keep you from becoming what Christ is calling you to be. Not only is not forgiving yourself personally destructive, but not forgiving yourself is interpersonally destructive, meaning it affects all of your relationships. It affects every person that's around you. See, the way you think affects the way you live. Your mindset on things and how you view the world affects the way you live that out. When you lack forgiveness, it will spill out into the relationships around you. When you don't extend yourself forgiveness, when you hold on to that anger, that bitterness, it leads into that depression, even resentment of self, that is going to spill into the relationships around you. It's going to affect your marriages. It's going to affect your parenting. It's going to affect your friendships. It's going to keep you from having community with other people. So three reasons why we should forgive ourselves is because God has forgiven us, we are to put to death what is earthly, and because it protects us from hurting others. So those are the reasons for extending ourselves forgiveness. How do you go about that? How do you go about extending yourself forgiveness? There are three things that over time have helped me extend myself forgiveness. Now, this isn't an exhaustive list. There's probably others that could be put on this list to help you extend forgiveness to yourself, but these are the three that have helped me the most, and I just want to share these with you, hopefully to encourage you, but to help you as you work on forgiving yourself. The first thing is recognize your hurt as a way that God is promoting personal and spiritual growth in your life. Recognize that your hurt is a way that God is growing you. It's a way that God is maturing you. If you read in James chapter 1, you read that we can count it joy in all sorts of trials because our trials grow us. Your failures, your brokenness, your sin are forms of trials that God can use to shape you and mold you into the individual that He is calling you to be. our trials can push us to dependency on God. But it takes a perspective shift. But if we take a second and step back and say, okay, I've messed up, I'm a sinner, but God can use this, God can redeem this and use it to grow me personally and spiritually. So recognize that your hurt is a way that God can grow you. The second thing, invite the Spirit into your hurt and seek His help in forgiving yourself. You're not going to be able to forgive yourself on your own. You don't have the power. You don't have the strength. So when you recognize that God can use what you're walking through to grow you, invite the Spirit into that pain, into that hurt, into that trial, into that failure, and seek His help in forgiving yourself. Now, if you're like me, you really struggle in this, especially when you're right in the middle of a difficult circumstance or situation that you are the reason that you're there. When you're caught up in the middle of that, it is hard to focus on God. For me, I focus on myself and how much of a failure I am. You may not be able to right away spell out exactly what's going on and asking God to work specifically in that situation. Maybe the only thing that you can utter is, Lord, help me. And this is the beautiful thing about the Spirit, is the Spirit already knows what we need. It can be as simple as saying, Lord, help me. But invite the Spirit into your hurt and seek His help in forgiving yourself. You can only do it through His power. So recognize your hurt as a way that God is promoting personal and spiritual growth. Invite the Spirit into your hurt and seek His help in forgiving yourself. And the third thing I would encourage you to do is seek accountability. Seek accountability. Share your declaration of forgiveness with a family member or a friend or a mentor. Maybe you have a relationship where someone is investing and pouring into your life. Share that with your mentor so that they can be praying for you, that they can be encouraging you. And when you fall back into that self-deprecation, that self-loathing, that they can encourage you, come alongside of you, and call you out of that. Maybe you don't have that kind of a mentor relationship. I would encourage you that if you're married, to share it with your spouse. Tell them that you're working on forgiving yourself so that they can hold you accountable, so that they can be praying for you, so that they can build you up when you begin to fall back into that self-loathing and self-hatred. I don't encourage you to share it with that family member that you only see once a year, like Uncle Bob at Thanksgiving. That's not going to work. You know, if you don't have these people regularly in your life checking in on you and can see how you are feeling, can see your attitude, can see your actions, it's not going to help you if you don't have that person regularly a part of your life. And so I'd encourage you, if it's a friend, it's someone that you see at least once or twice a week. If it's a family member, even better, because you're going to see them every day. But seek accountability so that those in your community can help you extend yourself forgiveness and be able to walk in the fullness of God. So hopefully this has encouraged you today. Hopefully this has helped you in your walk. Hopefully this has helped you in extending yourself forgiveness. Again, I don't know where you're at, but like in every show, I just want to end this time together in prayer. So wherever you're at, just pray along with me. Pray for yourself. Invite the Spirit into your circumstances. Maybe you today need to forgive yourself. And as I pray along with me, invite the Spirit into your hurt and pain and ask for His help. Maybe you're thinking of someone that you know is struggling with this issue. Just pray for them along with me. And let's just close out our time in prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for the fact that we have forgiveness in you, that we can declare Romans 8:1, that there is no condemnation for those who have a relationship with you. We thank you so much that Christ has come, died for us, that we might experience that grace and forgiveness in Him. Lord, I pray that you just be with those that are listening to this show. Lord, I pray that you would just be with them if they're struggling with this issue of not forgiving themselves. Lord, I pray that you would just work in their hearts. Lord, help them to see that you've already forgiven them, Lord, that you don't hold their failures, their mistakes, their sin. You don't hold them, hold that against them, Father, that they stand guiltless before you. Lord, I pray that you would just be with us as we live out our faith. Lord, I pray that as we are human and we fail, Lord, I pray that you would just help us to cling to the grace and the mercy and the love that you have given us all. So, Lord, I pray that you would just bless each person that is listening to this. Lord, just encourage them today. And again, help them to reach their full potential. Lord, I pray that you would just help them today to walk in the fullness of you. We give this time to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening. I really do hope that this encouraged you today. Remember, if you'd like to connect with us, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram. If you have questions, comments, or a story that you'd like to share, maybe you have some additional help in how to extend yourself forgiveness, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at ruinedtoredeemed@gmail.com. And again, visit our website for more information and other ways to connect. Hope you guys have an awesome day. God bless.